Thank you for tuning in to Guild Investments Podcast. This is a weekly podcast where we discuss global economic topics, investment ideas, as well as cryptocurrency. We are a fully registered investment advisor located in Los Angeles with 40 plus years of investment management experience, helping credit investors reach their investment goals. Today, we have Rudy Von Able, Senior Research Analyst of Guild Investment Management. Thank you for joining, Rudy.
Thanks, Tim. Hi, everybody. Before I get started this week, I just wanted to mention that clients and readers have asked us to consider launching an investment partnership for accredited investors, which is devoted to cryptocurrencies, blockchain, and digital asset investments. There are few investment advisors willing to assist their clients in this area, so we're evaluating this request. If you are an accredited investor and you are interested in such a partnership, please contact our office. This week, we're talking a little bit about CapEx, research and development, economic growth, and tax reform. The investor enthusiasm that we saw at the beginning of 2018 was based on the sense of a late cycle acceleration. The global expansion was hitting its stride. This would bode well for capital expenditures and therefore many thought for U.S. industrials. Last week, we talked about some of the reasons why that script didn't play out the way that investors expected back in January. Caterpillar's April earnings call was misinterpreted by some analysts to suggest that the expansion had reached its, quote, high watermark, unquote. Anxiety about trade conflicts, rising interest rates, fears of awakening inflation have contributed to uncertainty about the current expansion's durability. More financial news coverage is being devoted to discussions of the timing of the next recession, and arcane topics like the yield curve, that is, the difference between short-term and long-term interest rates, have found their way away from analyst desks and into the daily rotation of talking points on CNBC. Anxiety about the expansion's health and about rising recession fears may have stoked pessimism about the ways in which companies would use the proceeds of the recent tax reform. That tax reform brought U.S. corporate tax rates into closer line with the average for the rest of the world's developed countries. Some analysts believed, and some still do believe, that the lion's share of the benefits would be returned to shareholders through stock buybacks. From a macroeconomic perspective, that use would not be ideal, since it would not show that U.S. corporates were willing to deploy new cash to build and expand their businesses. It would reinforce the views of some pessimists. In their view, corporates who buy back stock are just boosting earnings per share. And we believe that the pessimists are incorrect. It is true that buybacks have provided much of the fuel for the post-recession bull market, as our regular readers and our investment management clients know. However, there are other dynamics at work behind that long-standing trend, as we have pointed out in many recent notes. The main one is the demand of big, underfunded U.S. pension funds for high-yield bonds and other corporate debt instruments in order to meet their return targets. As it turns out, though, the data are coming in and corporates are not just deploying cash to buy back their own stock. The real winners are capital expenditures, that is CapEx, and research and development programs, or R&D. Rising CapEx and rising R&D bode well for productivity growth, economic growth, earnings growth, and stock price appreciation. First, R&D. We saw in some research from Deutsche Bank this week that came across our desk that R&D as a share of gross domestic product is hitting all-time highs. R&D, like GDP itself, is a little bit slippery. It's calculated in various ways by various analysts who have various purposes, but still, allowing for those variations, the trend is clear, and the macroeconomic importance of R&D spending is also clear. R&D is a critical driver of technological development. Technology, in turn, drives productivity growth. Productivity growth drives GDP growth. GDP growth drives corporate profit growth, and corporate profit growth drives stock prices. Intuitively, this sequence makes sense. In an industrial economy, particularly in the current third industrial revolution, that means information technology, automation, artificial intelligence, and so forth, the foundation of economic growth is growth in the stock of human knowledge, and that is driven basically by corporate R&D. Two brief points that we note about this effect. First, academic research has shown that private R&D expenditure is about twice as effective as public R&D in its effect on GDP growth. And second, research has also shown that while the positive growth impact of R&D increases over time, it is not just a long-term effect. It also has smaller near-term effects. We read the current uptick in private sector R&D, due in part to tax reform, as a strong positive for GDP growth in the United States, and therefore for continued strong earnings and corporate profit growth. If the uptick in R&D continues, the lion's share of the benefits will be seen in coming years, but some will be nearer term. Research we saw from Goldman Sachs shows that over the past year, the stocks of companies in the highest CapEx growth basket have outperformed those companies in the highest buyback growth basket by 5 percentage points.
So what are some stocks that would benefit from this, Rudy? Guild Investment Management is a registered investment advisor with over 46 years of investment management experience. Is your current advisor a fiduciary, and are they acting for your best interest or their own best interest? Guild Investment Management has been a fiduciary advisor since 1971 and has been managing accredited investor portfolios for over 46 years. To learn more about our tactical global investment strategies and how we can help you reach your investment goals, please go to www.guildinvestment.com.
That's a great question. Capital expenditures, buying and upgrading plant and equipment, is another driver of productivity growth, and we'll get some answers here. So far this year, capital expenditures for S&P 500 companies are rising twice as fast as buybacks, so that tells us something about where the money is going. The sector with the fastest rising CapEx is technology. Taken together, the FANGs, that is Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Alphabet, which used to be Google, are increasing CapEx by 49%. Companies in the transportation and energy sectors are also among the biggest spenders. Anecdotally, we noticed the difference between Alphabet's 2018 CapEx spending at $22 billion and Boeing's at $2 billion. So the contemporary industrial giants really look to us like the FANGs. And the FANGs are building out data centers and other IT infrastructure at a fantastic pace in order to meet demand as the global economy transforms under the influence of this third industrial revolution. This is not a trend that is decelerating. On the contrary, it is accelerating. While much of this spending will be on IT-related products, we note that data centers do exist in the material world and must be built out of steel, concrete and copper by human construction workers using excavators and cranes. The same goes for expansive new campuses and for warehouses and other logistical necessities in the ever-accelerating e-commerce and same-day delivery ecosystem. We don't believe that the analysts and pundits are correct who say that the benefits of tax reform will just be funneled into buybacks or other less than optimal uses. We see the emerging evidence that these benefits are indeed finding their way into productive uses, such as CapEx and R&D. Spending by big tech is leading the pack and will have both short and long-term effects, and we continue to be bullish on big cap U.S. technology stocks. Now here's our rundown of the situation for markets as a whole in the past week. A strong earnings season begins to unfold, and we remain broadly bullish on U.S. stocks. As we noted above, proceeds from earnings repatriation and lower tax rates are going not just towards stock buybacks, but towards CapEx and increased R&D. The spending is going to bear greater fruit as time goes by, but it will not be without more near-term impact. Big tech companies are spending to build out new facilities, data centers, warehouses, and logistical assets. Energy and transportation companies are also spending big on CapEx, but as long as dollar strength and trade war anxieties have the upper hand, our favorite investment themes are going to remain where they've been for some time, primarily in the U.S. technology sector, particularly e-commerce, cloud, financial technology or fintech, and cybersecurity. If U.S. pressure on NATO results in appreciable increases in European defense spending, we're going to look to major U.S. defense contractors as potential beneficiaries. Until the trend of dollar strength changes, we see the best opportunities for investors in the U.S. Some Asian manufacturing and exporting economies are attractive, and we will re-enter these markets when the dollar trend changes and when trade war anxiety has ebbed. We continue to find Europe unattractive for a variety of reasons that we have explained on many occasions. We're not worried about a collapse for gold. Historically, gold often bottoms between July and September. Although dollar strength continues to keep pressure on gold, as we've written several times recently, we do see the drivers of a stealth bull market continuing to emerge. MasterCard keeps filing patents suggesting that the company's in the forefront of moving the mainstream financial system to adopt blockchain technologies and crypto functionality. We're going to comment on a new MasterCard filing in next week's rundown of the most important crypto news for July. Next week is going to be our regular installment of a market commentary that's focused on cryptocurrencies and related technologies such as blockchain. So please be sure to hit subscribe if you are interested in hearing about that next week. Thanks very much. And as always, please visit us at www.guildinvestment.com and hit subscribe if you like what you heard today.